When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Cobb in motion. Rodgers has it stripped. Ball is loose in the end zone. Lacy picks it up. And they're waving their hands right now. It is a safety.
That was 10 years ago?
10 years ago today.
The Bills beat the Packers. And Matt Beauvais picked up on something that all of us would find out about Aaron Rodgers. He's kind of a jerk.
10 years ago today. Okay.
I got you, Matt.
I remember that. That was when I first started. I was 12. That's when I first started getting into the Bills.
Yep. And that was Matt Beauvais getting pushed by Aaron Rodgers.
No way.
Yes.
That's that game?
That's that picture.
Okay. I've seen that picture on Matt's Twitter.
I've got you, Matt. I've got you. An injustice was done 10 years ago.
Wow, so his character was exposed early then. Interesting.
Aaron Rodgers' family was right.
Yeah.
When I think about that game, I think about when I came in Monday to one of my friends from high school, trying to make fun of him because he's a Packers fan, and then I got shut down by my teacher saying, who's going to make the playoffs, though?
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah.
No,
they had it. They got you.
Your teacher went with have a take, don't suck, and that's something that's been going on plenty today, by the way, with the callers. You guys have been fantastic here today. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Jeff and Clarence. How you doing today? Jeff, you got?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself, man?
Good, man. Really enjoy your show. You guys do a great job.
Thank you. What you got for us?
Here's what I got. First of all, and this is kind of a tangent thing for my own thought, but I had to say it first. Dad, lay off my boy, Mitch Trubisky. He could prove himself. I'm telling you, he's got talent.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay. What do you got now?
Next thing I got is I am a Buffalo sports fan.
Oh, no. Jeff, we've lost your signal as you were getting to the real take, man. Please call back.
I want to hear that.
Jeff, call back because we lost you there as you were trying to get to your real part of the call. But I appreciate you defending the honor of Mitchell Trubisky. That's not going to stop me from saying he's not good.
No. Also, can I just totally off topic? I rolled onto this on the good old X. Last night, Bandits, Ian McKay, 5 shots, 5 goals.
There's efficiency.
Yeah.
That's a great job by Ian
and
McKay.
It's highlight reel. I mean, they swept him last night. They on a slip. Josh Burns slipped in front of the net.
How are the Bandits this good?
I don't know.
It is wild.
It's the same group as last year. They're going to be good.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, just, you want to talk about it like,
sorry, I didn't mean to derail what we were talking about. But
like the Sabres aren't like they're consistently this bad and everything like that. And the Bandits, yes, it's a smaller league.
Consistently that good.
Consistently that great.
The league's expanding too.
Yeah.
They're out on the West Coast now. They played Ottawa last night. Mm-hmm. The Ottawa Black Bears. And there's a Vegas
team. In Ottawa?
Yeah. There's a Vegas team. Like there's West Coast teams. It's starting to grow a little bit, which I love because Buffalo's kind of feels like the center of it all.
They're the linchpin.
Yeah.
They're the linchpin that makes it all go around. And that's highly arrogant to say, but at the same time,
it's good to say about a Buffalo team for once, right?
It is. That said, I would like them to have enough teams to separate into divisions again, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just... It's
a 14-team league.
Yeah.
I would like for it to keep growing.
I think it will. The popularity is increasing. Even in Ottawa, looking on the TV broadcast, that stadium had good numbers in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're getting attendance, so that's good.
Yeah, but no, the Bandits are
never a dull moment in Banditland at Buffalo, though.
The Bandits are on a tear.
No.
And they continue to be. All right, we're going to try Jeff again?
Yes.
We're going to try Jeff again. Jeff, we got a better signal here.
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right, let's hope so. So what was the second thing you wanted to say?
Okay, so 62 years old, been a Buffalo Bills fan, Buffalo Sabres fan my whole life. I even saw the Braves play, you know? And being a Buffalo fan, I've got scars, and we all do. You know, it's the toughest thing in the world to be a Buffalo sports fan. I keep telling my kids, get ready for huge disappointment. You know, great things to happen, but usually, you know, major disappointment at the end. I don't let any of them say the word Super Bowl or playoffs, because until we're there, it ain't happening. Don't even say it. Don't even say it. But when it comes to the Sabres, this is the thing that kills. I am way more of a Sabres fan than I am a Bills fan. After four lost Super Bowls, I gave up. I was just like, I just want the Sabres. That's all I need.
Yeah, Jeff, I agree wholeheartedly with it. And there's a lot of people like you where you almost have to become Bills fans first now by default because of how bad the Sabres have been. And I know there's enough people out there like that, and that's something that I want to make sure that it's difficult to keep the balance of keeping that spirit alive while also making sure to say, man, this team makes things difficult and all we want to do is love you, but we have to call you out. And ultimately, this is coming down to Kevin Adams. You have probably the rest of this year to prove that you're the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do something to shake up the roster. And if you keep saying that you're not going to panic, well, that's, first of all, that's our job to panic, not yours. Let us do the panicking, us in the media and the fans. Let us do it for you. We'll panic for you. Okay.
Pretty good at that at this
point.
We're
very good at that.
13 years in.
Very practiced at it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem here is you also have to see and recognize that someone on this roster today needs to not be tomorrow. Make a statement that this is not good enough. And we've seen it now in two off seasons.
Set an example.
You've made some moves to add players, but you have not done enough to fully complement the roster and the core that you are willing to go to war with.
The off seasons are abundantly clear with that. There's been very little movement
this
in the
past offseason. You did a good job of acquiring Ryan McLeod,
right,
acquiring Jason Zucker as good complementary pieces for this team.
Yeah.
Zucker in particular has been, not just great on the ice. I think he's a good presence for this locker room that is dealing with this, because he said something along the lines of, yeah, the losing streak, it's not a Sabres thing. It's a hockey thing, but it needs to stop. We have to get out of this, but it's not just a woe is me organizational thing. Like, this is not something that I just walked into all of a sudden. I've seen it before. That's a guy who knows what it takes to win, and he's been in other organizations that he knows what has to be done, what has to change, what has to be the response. The thing is that this team as a roster has some flaws. The top three defenders on this team, Dahlin, Power, Byram.
Mm-hmm.
You need another. Yogi Haru has proven he is not it. Samuelson has proven that he is not it. Clifton was signed to be a bottom pairing defenseman, and he is very good at that role. The general manager's inaction at this point has told me that he does not have the willingness to do this, to make the aggressive move, I should say. And he had publicly stated the frustrations of, like, players that have no move clauses. There are other players on teams that you can acquire right now that don't have a choice. Go after those contracts. Troy Terry of Anaheim. Anaheim's selling players. Troy Terry does not get a say of where he gets to go. Make a move. Be aggressive. Make a statement. That's the thing you need to do, is make a statement. Because inactivity tells the fans something else, and it's not necessarily the message that you want.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's just frustrating year after year trying to get into this team.
Because if you don't make the statement, others make it for you.
Yes.
And it's either inaccurate or worse, it's correct.
Mm-hmm. It's correct and it's not from the mouth of the
person
responsible.
It's not yours. It's not your statement.
No.
You have to make that move to tell us something. And by doing nothing, you're telling the fans something you're unintentionally giving off. So
yeah.
That's the thing. To me, you have to, it's a fine line, but you have to do something to make that statement. Jason Bottrell made a statement. It didn't work.
But he tried.
He went and traded for Jeff Skinner.
Yeah.
Oh, the move in a vacuum worked because the payment he made was just a pittance. Like, that's a great value.
Mm-hmm.
The contract he gave afterward was the problem.
Right.
But the thing was that Jason Bottrell made a statement. He said, this is not good enough. I need to add. And here's my statement. We're getting Jeff Skinner. It's a big deal. Top six forward at the time of trade. Not according to Ralph Kruger.
Right. I can't. I even looking back, the soccer coach, they tried to reverse Ted Lasso and it didn't work.
Yes.
So,
but we got to get going here. Come back, wrap it up.
Yeah.
And,
tie us a little bow as we head towards the holiday season, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, still not yet. We still have a couple shows before that.
Yeah.
Oh, we have one
maybe,
show.
Maybe hopefully a Sabres win before that. But
do we have two shows before that? We have two shows before that.
Yeah.
We have two shows. No, we have
no,
one show.
One show before that.
We have one
Christmas
show before
is midweek.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Duh, come on, Derek. It's the 24th, not the 28th. Do your math.
10 days.
All right. There we go.
28th is the Bandits home opener.
Yep. All right. And there we go. So, yeah, speaking of a Christmas present, right?
Mm-hmm. Banner raising and KeyBank Center.
Home.
All that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We'll put this show in a tiny little bow here for you. Coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. This is WGR.